Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Book. Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice, delete head noise one laugh at a time. I'm going to be completely transparent with our whole audience here. We are fucking rooted.
Fucking drained.
It has been a huge... And I've been sober the whole weekend. It's just... We've had three massive guests on, had so much going on lately. We just got Brad Cox on, had a yarn with him before. Great bloke. And just sitting here now going, holy fuck, boys. We're just absolutely gassed with everything that's
big
going
on. Big days,
right?
Late nights. Yeah.
Yeah. You're sitting there with a black eye. You just recovered from the other one.
Yeah, we've got a decent black eye on me today and heavily hungover. And now I'm quitting drinking for 2 weeks until this boxing night.
Hey. I reckon that's paying probably $5.80.
I reckon it's. All right.
Quitting drinking for today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's just like, yeah, we were sitting there before going, wow, fucking rooted, but that's what's been transparent with you guys. We've been putting in the hard yards, lads, so that we're fucking, and ladies, so that we're able to fully commit to the fight night and everything around it, and we have episodes in the bank ready to smash out for you legends. So before we go any further, shout out to Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, the Athlete's Choice. If you're going to have a beer, make it a Better Beer. They got a heap of options there, the middies, the full strength, the fucking... The ginger beer, the Arvo ale.
Yeah, yeah.
Something up your alley. Even the fucking non-alcoholic stuff. Quino, I just wanted to give everyone an update on Patreon because Patreon's pumping lately.
It is.
We can't thank everyone enough for our support, but as they just fucking seem to do all the time, they have dramas with the app.
Mm.
What's happening,
Fol? So this has happened probably 3 times in the past 2 months where it's just like we've just had an influx of people saying, oh, the app's not working, I can't watch the video. I'll send a message to support. They fix it usually within 4 days. This time they're having major, major problems. So it's nothing on our end, of course. I've already hit up support, but they are aware of the problem and it's not only happening to us, it's happening to everybody.
But I'll cop it on the chin too because it's not fucking good enough, something that we're providing you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So sorry that it's happening, but there is a fix to it. Look it up on the web browser.
Yeah,
Patreon
just jump,
on web browser.
Just jump on Chrome. Type us into patreon.com/alphabokespodcast and it should work 100% of the time.
Not as streamlined, I know, but you can still watch them. Like, don't think you can't. It's a fuck around. We're doing our best. But, yeah, apologies if it's been a fuck around for you.
Yep.
But, mate, Patreon is pumping at the moment. Mm. We've literally got vlogs ready, like, in the bank, ready to pump out.
Yep.
Yeah, things have been happening lately.
We've been fucking working.
Fucking working.
We have been filming.
My jaw is sore from chewing. I'm fucking chewing. After that bite that we took. Biting. I need to stop biting when my mouth's full.
But yeah, just to finish that, thank you all so much for your support. But I always try and reply to you if you are having problems on the same day.
So. Yeah. But boys, very testing weekend to be sober, like we've sort of mentioned. And we'll go through a breakdown of that soon, but we've had plenty on. Closing in on the podcast royale, it's literally next weekend.
Oh, next weekend. Got fucking jitters then.
Oh, dude, how are you feeling? Excited, nervous? What's the feeling in the camp?
Just then I got really nervous, just how I'm feeling today.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that vulnerable point, right?
Yeah.
Where it's just like...
Holy, you know, next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday, bro. How fucking wild is that? It's good. I think because we've been training really hard the last couple of weeks, this week will be the same. I think it'll be important that next week to really taper off, get the energy levels back, ready to rip in. But I've been talking to everyone who's involved with this thing. Everyone's so excited to just have a crack, put on a good show. Everyone I bump into is coming excited. It's just going to be such a fucking fun thing to be a part of from all angles. I'm jealous that I'm not rocking up to get on the piss for 3 days. But I'm also very proud of what I've been able to do just health-wise for me, testing myself, believing in myself, and I'm really excited to get out there and just give it a crack, whatever fucking happens. And I know Klutzy is as well.
Yep.
So I've been talking to the big fella. He's hooking in. I'm super excited about it. And
that's what it's all about, having a crack.
Fucking oath, man. No one's a loser that goes out there.
No way.
No way.
And anyone says that they are, they're the fucking loser. But there's not many people who put themselves on that, you know, level of exposure to have a crack.
Yep.
You know, so very excited. On that note, I saw a bloke share the Holloway clip, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
In my opinion, one of the greatest moments in UFC history that's just happened.
That knockout was just incredible.
But someone shared it, right, on one of the pages. It might have been in one of the Reggie's pages and goes, "There you go, Tommy. Everyone knows what you got to do, mate." And I'm thinking, you reckon I'm going to stand in the middle
and
point at the floor and bang with a bloke 40 kilos heavier than me, got about 3 inches. Like, I'm going, nah.
Nah.
I'll be McBoxing him, actually. But I just had a fucking laugh, so just so you know, brother. But yeah, that'd be like Holloway doing that to Sergei Pavlovich.
Yeah.
You reckon he's going to do that? Nah. But, nearly go time. It's going to be the biggest ABC meeting to date, actually.
Yes,
in one spot.
Can you imagine? Like, we've been around a few meat stocks and that. The GC on Friday to Sunday. People who aren't in the world of this and don't listen to podcasts, because we haven't really used any other form of media. Well, there's one, and we'll get to that soon. To really publicise this thing. So people who don't know, I reckon we'll be looking around that weekend going,
what the fuck
is going on here?
Yeah.
How funny is that? Because normally when there's an event, you see it in the paper. You'll fucking watch it on the news or it'll...
Might be signs around your local town.
Yeah, but this is nothing apart from in our little community.
Yeah.
And they're just going to storm it. Like the beaches on Gallipoli.
Yeah.
Just rip into
the trenches are going to be full.
Yeah, the trenches. Wait, there will be no trenches because there'll be that many cunts in it.
Yeah.
It'll be flat. But very exciting times, man, for everyone. I think it's good feeling these nerves, like fucking pumped. But going to the other form of media, right? So I wanted to touch on this. There was an article that got put out in the paper. So we went down a while ago, all of us involved with Alpha Events, and there was an article lined up with the Courier Mail, I believe it's in. We went and had a bit of a chat to him and got a photo and that, and we thought this article was going to be out, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Like fucking 2 months ago sort of thing. And anyway, had a chat with old mate. They scribbled a few things down, took a photo. And anyway, we thought they just weren't going to publish it. They thought, oh, well, it's done. Hadn't heard from them. And the only thing we asked this bloke is just let us proofread it, brother. You know, there's a fair bit on the line here. Heaps of shit involved. Let us proofread it so we know there's no fuck-ups. You reckon he did that?
Nah.
Didn't proofread it. Just fucking pumped it out the other day. Got a photo from Mum with the article. You know, obviously Mum reads the paper. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. They've put it up. And, yeah, shit effort, bud. You had one fucking job. He's made three good fuck ups in there in the one little article. So, what did he do? The first one, now this is embarrassing. He goes in there, he goes, podcasters, including the Alpha Blokes, whose audience has exceeded Joe Rogan's in Australia. No, we haven't. Like that, no one has exceeded his audience anywhere.
Anywhere. No.
Like that's fucking, back in the day, we jumped on him on a chart on Spotify that uses algorithms, not downloads and shit. Like there's so much involved with
we're
that.
We're number one in Australia.
Like
on Spotify, which means nothing.
But that doesn't go off, that doesn't go off the amount of downloads.
No,
that
no.
goes off how new you are, how many people have jumped on you early, like an algorithm of shit.
I think he gets like 12 to 14 million a month.
Mate, it's...
an episode.
Yeah, it'd be insane. But just the fact that it's just proper lazy journalism where he's just... wrote that in there to fucking try and pump it up. And the bit that shits me is there'd be people who read that and think that we told him that to say. And that's why I want to clear that up. That was not fucking said once to old Joe. And then he fucking said that Gibbo is from Proper True Yarn in the photo clip where he's from Two Flogs, obviously. And the main one, which Big Red is not happy about, son, and this is where you might run into some strife, is you called Cassidy Cassie Lowry. Now, look, some people might not think that's a big issue, but Cassidy does not like being called Cassie, son.
It's definitely an issue.
Mm. So, look, the bloke who wrote it, take a mirror to bed and fucking wake up yourself, bruh, because that's a shit effort.
It's the funniest part about this all. Normally people can just write whatever in the paper and post it, but hey, we've got a platform that can call cunts out.
And look, and it's not even a thing where it's like he did anything malicious. He didn't shit on us, as in they didn't twist the article to make us sound like bad guys, anything
it's
like
laziness.
That. It's just lazy as fuck. Like as in, let us proofread it, dude. That's it. So I'm not going to name you, but just go check the article out.
Yeah.
Do better, dude. Right, guys, update for you guys on the press conference. So you will be able to watch it live on Alpha Events. We're going to make a YouTube channel and stream it live on YouTube. We haven't made it yet. It will be getting made, and we'll let you know where to find that. So people who can't make it to the event, you can tune into the live stream. All the fighters will be there.
Yep.
On that thing. Getting that all set up behind the scenes at the moment. So she's going to be the ridgy-didge deal, mate. Press conference, into the fight night, be a bit of lip thrown around amongst the boys. To be honest, what are we good at? It's not fighting.
That's right. When
it's someone, talking shit.
When someone said, I'm going to be pretty quiet and not lip up, I'm like, well, what the fuck? That's going to be your best part.
Yeah. So, yeah, bit of lip going on there. So don't miss that. If you're going to be down there, fucking come check it out. It's going to be
it's 5
p.m. It's free.
We're going to be at the Broadbeach Cats footy grounds there.
That's right. So come and check it out. I think there'll be some piss getting served there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's free to come to. Come check it out. Throw a bit of lip. We'll
I think
be
it's
opening,
Friday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll be opening the mics up to the crowd. I think Buster's going to be steering the yarns, asking a few of the fighters questions, and then she'll be opened up to the public. So if you've got any lip you want to throw, come throw it.
And most important, there will be a bar there.
Yeah, that's right. And the event itself, guys, remember, she'll be pay-per-view live on livecombatsports.com.au. You'll be able to find the podcast royale there. It'll cost you $30, and I can guarantee you it'll be fucking entertaining, which is what we promise. We are not promising excellent skilled boxing fights. She's entertainment, baby, and people having a crack. Mm. That's what it is. The other thing to remember, people, that it'll be back-to-back Trendsetter episodes Thursday and Monday.
Yep.
After we finish biffing Saturday, there's going to be a party for the ages. So I won't be recording anything Monday.
No.
I can guarantee you that, son.
I'll be still partying.
Yeah. So a Larry Ender for the ages will be going down. So we're going to record a couple. And after that fight night, you'll be copping another Trendsetter episode just to
similar
make
to
up.
What we did for UFC Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. I just think they're better off. They're going to get more quality out of that. Everyone loves the yarn episodes anyway, and that way we'll be actually able to recap the
Tell
event for you properly instead of just sitting there like we did at fucking... Where were we?
In Newcastle.
Newy. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So on that note, though, get your yarns in. If you've been thinking about ringing one in...
Mm-hmm.
And surely a few truckies have rang in about the loosest thing they've seen on the road.
Sure.
On the back of Red Dogs. Because that was a fucking, that was a ripper. Righto, let's go through a bit of the fucking weekend, fellas. On the Friday, we had a yarn with the Buttsman. If you haven't checked that out, go and have a listen. I think a lot of people who have judged him on what they've seen online and that alone and what they've heard will get a pleasant surprise hearing the man. Like, he's very down to earth, got his head screwed on.
Intelligent.
His comedy's his comedy. And he's a fucking stand-up bloke. Mm. So go and have a listen to that if you haven't already.
Oh, I really enjoyed his show. It was fucking unreal.
Oh, yeah. Mate. The skill that's involved with being up there for an hour on a Friday night in a regional town, yep, and dealing with some utter cockheads,
yep,
and still being so entertaining for an hour, that's a fucking skill, man.
And there were some cockheads there.
Oh, yeah. There were some fucking cockheads.
I think they were fans of us too.
Mm. But, yeah, it was fucking funny. I definitely would recommend it, eh? That bloke, so there was a bloke over to the side, right, and you could tell he was fucked up. And yeah, Isaac knew he was fucked up too. He's like, hey, how drunk are you? Like, he was just fucked up. Yelling out shit. And after it, this bloke come up, and you can tell his voice as soon as he said g'day, and he had his sort of hand out. And I thought the bloke had fucking cerebral palsy, man, proper. And the bloke next to him was standing there like he was going to the airport just staring at me. I thought, am I about to get in the blue here? But he goes, mate, I found guts on mushrooms. And I went, oh, dick, no wonder you had nothing intelligent to yell out. Imagine experimenting mushrooms and going to a live show.
And I think they had a fair bit of it too.
They would have, because, yeah, you can be pissed, but you can still, like, take cognitive control of yourself.
That other bloke in the toilet, he had, like, all head tattoos or something. He was all fucking guts. Couldn't even stand up and holy.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying you should go to live show sober, but that lucky he's an experienced fella. And, like, kudos to him. He didn't kick old mate out at all. Like,
I'd have flicked him.
Oh, for sure. Like, it comes to a point where he's yelling out right in, like, the punchline of a joke or something like that. And like Buttsman said in his thing, he's like, I don't give a fuck about them trying to have a go at me. It's like, I don't want the other people who have paid to come to my show experience a cockhead ruining it.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, we've been finding that out a little bit lately at these live things we're going to see.
Yeah.
You know? But, nah, like I said, mate, if you got a chance to go see the Buttsman.
Oh, definitely. put that on the bucket list, mate, because it's well worth it.
And if you like humour like we like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like crude.
Dark, bit of dark humour there, mate. Fucking very good. So 100% I would recommend that.
Shout out to home, mate. Who was it?
Ben McLennan,
great job. Too.
Ben McLennan, he was really good opening up for him. If you listen to the episode, we give him a plug on that episode as well. But, yeah, he was a great lad. Met him as well there. And, yeah, he opened up really good, eh?
He did well.
Fucking oath. Well, I think he was a bit of touching on the generation change and how, you know, they're too soft. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, that's fucking good stuff. So, yeah, go and check it out for sure. What about that mad unit who come up after? Now, I've tattooed a knee, I've signed a cock. This bloke come up and he goes, hey, mate, love what you do. Check this out. Busted me 40 with the missus a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, what, are you going to show me your 40? And got a picture out and he was like half getting his – he had to get circumcised,
yep,
and showed me a photo of his chumbus half getting sliced apart. And I went, oh! How wild was that?
Oh, it was funny because I was telling you, the same bloke. I was in the middle of BCF and he was showing me it. The same bloke.
Well, did he just steam up there and just go check
this
out?
I was sort of chatting or whatever and that, and he goes, yeah, got on talking about some of the yarns people have sent in, and then he goes, check this out. In the middle of cast-eyed pans in the camp chairs, showing me he's fucking busted for him.
People have done some wild shit. That's actually, shout out to Lani. She used to do an apprenticeship at the port. Yep. She came up to me at the show last night and showed us a photo. You probably can't remember because you're that blind, but comes up and shows us she was at the Sexpo on this Game of Domes, I think. Something to do with Game of Thrones or a playoff. There was a big chair and it was just all dicks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you see one of the trendsetters fucking got a photo of Johnny Sims?
Yeah.
Johnny Sims, yeah. How funny is
in
that?
In his OG shirt too, I think.
Yeah, that's prime.
That bloke's got the most trades ever.
Fuck, he's doctor, an astronaut,
lawyer.
Plumber, lawyer, firefighter. Fucking good on him, mate.
Jack of
UFC Ball. Fighter, Volkanovski.
Yeah.
No, good stuff. But yeah, that was a great way to kick off a fucking good weekend. Saturday, mate. This was the most fun I've had in a fair while. Danny Grant.
Fucking legend.
We got this bloke on for a chat, which will be out later on, but done some pretty cool shit in his life. And meeting someone who's done a lot of these things that isn't from here or hasn't grown up in the industry and that, and just hearing about their life and what they're doing. Mate, took him out to Jason and Tanya's place. Shout out to them.
Yep.
And you got Benny and Jack out there and only ride the bulls and that. And Taryn has a lot to do with the system they got out there. They, you know, get the bucking bulls up and get them trained and, you know, for rodeo and treat these bulls like proper athletes, man. It's a really cool thing to see.
It is, mate.
Like, they get treated so well too. Like, anyone who fucking has anything bad to say about it, these things are looked after way better than any other animal is.
And they love it too, though, the animals, you can see.
Yeah. But they're treated well. It's not like they're getting fucking anything bad happening to them, right? But Danny reached out to you, didn't he? And he said, I want to get on a bull.
Yep. And I said, we can make that happen.
Mm. Took him out there, mate, and fuck, it was funny. He just, like, literally was that excited and fucking steaming around. Watched a couple of lads get on a couple of bulls before it. He's got his pink mouth guard in there and he's like, all right, fucking let's go. Put the chaps on. And, mate, sitting in there, like, I was talking to a couple of the lads.
Yep.
About it, like Taryn and that and Marshy and Camo, and they're like, we've seen heaps of lads say, like, we're keen to get on a bull until they're sitting on it in there. And, mate, I'd be the exact same here. I'm not saying that I'd be any better, but saying that they're like, right, oh, they might give a little nod and sort of cringe at it or hold onto the rail and just keep holding onto the rail when the bull runs out. Danny just goes, buck it! Buck the cunt! And fucking, mate, just come flying out, landed on his fucking back of his head, and he's up shadow boxing. Fuck, mate.
Oh, it was that good.
And the content around it now. He's steaming around, playing Save a Horse Rider Cowboy.
Oh, he's a character.
We won't go into it too much because we got him on for a chat, and he spoke about it a fair bit, but yeah. That was fun on Saturday, wasn't it?
That was great.
Like, going out there and, yeah, it was a good thing. Honestly, I think it's pretty cool that they do have that and he got to go and experience that, because where else do you go that's not a rodeo that you actually have to submit your entry in to give that a go?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't even know if the Great Westerns still do it on the Wednesday nights or...
Mm.
Do they? So, well, I wonder if they do or not.
Oh, it's a cool thing they got out there, mate, for sure. But I had a laugh off the back of this thing. And we've got a fun little vlog too. We filmed it all and that'll be on Patreon at some stage as well. Just add it to Quino's list when he's chained up, eh, mate?
He's been chained up, the boy.
Fucking oath. But Taryn put a post on Facebook and I reckon this is when Daddy might have had a few wines, because I literally stopped and just laughed this morning when I scrolled past it. Taryn put a post on Facebook. Any bareback riders in Queensland? Cameron Lowry,
only in the sheets.
On Facebook, and I went, oh, we go, this cunt. He just never fucking misses his opportunity.
You know where I commented? when I went and got that burger when we were at Salty's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was ordering. I'm like, oh, that's too good. Only in the sheets.
Just jumped all over it. Only in the sheets. So that was fucking good. Then early morning, sparring on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was fucking, I'll tell you what.
An eye closer.
Yeah. I'm glad we're punching on in the Arvo / night, because there's just something weird about waking up and just getting punched in the face.
Yeah. To start your day.
Doesn't it?
It did feel good afterwards.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
That we knocked it over and go enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah. It's good getting it over with like that. But yeah, I'm glad we're fighting in the Arvo. Just that's what we've just sort of been training. I don't know if that's a thing too, if you're used to exerting your energy at a certain time or not, but
yeah,
don't know. We're not really athletes. No. We are now, but
yeah.
Fucking athletes, mate. But that Sunday was action-packed, wasn't it? Yesterday, well, I say rooted now, like the punching on in the morning, UFC 300, which we'll get to, we'll wrap up a bit in the news and sport at the tab there, and then Coxie went and watched Brad Cox, Yarns and Yodels. He calls it, mate, fucking unreal.
That was that good.
Mm. It was awesome. Like, for anyone who's been to Coxie's live shows, like with the band, the full crank, full noise, it's an amazing experience. But this is a really fucking cool one where he breaks down everything. He's got his big piano. He's got two guitars tuned differently for different songs. and he just tells you a bit of a storyline. He tells some jokes, like, I fucking laughed. I teared up once.
Same with his wife.
Yeah, got the wife same out. So if you get a chance to go to the Yarns and Yodels, fucking go and check it out.
Sorry, soon to be wife.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right, soon to be wife. But, yeah, so he's going over to WA. Fucking he's going to be over there, I think, in the coming week, man, and going to be touring Yarns and Yodels around. So all our people over in WA, go support the fucking legend because he's a great bloke. Yeah, it's cool to see some trendsetters supporting him as well. Like at the event last night, there was a few in the merch, wasn't there?
Even at the UFC yesterday.
Yeah, fucking oath. What about your form, bruss, when you got there last night? Oh. Yeah, that was a big day for you.
Oh, that's what I said. I feel like I went to the races. When you drink all day at the races, then you try to go out clubbing. No, I probably went a bit too hard. Just fucking, well, I have like two beers and then fucking double shot Howlerhead whiskies and then Red Bull vodkas.
Mate, finishing on the reds.
And then red wine coming out the ears.
That's like veteran piss work. Yeah. Like you, I don't know how you were standing up at the end there. Like finishing on red wine. Really just driving the nail in.
Nail in, yeah. Yeah, I put some fucking piss away yesterday.
Fucking hell. Oi, I've got a pretty funny yarn, and this isn't even, it's not even that funny, but just one of those personal ones in your own head that you freak out about. So we went out the back with Coxie there, had a bit of a yarn, you know, before he performed, said g'day to him and Sammy and their friends. And he brought out some Doritos with some salsa. And we had this lanyard, right, that come down, and it's got a card on it dangling so you can get out the back. And I sort of went and got a few Doritos and like leant over and dipped them in the salsa and shit like that. And when we were leaving, I noticed a big smear of salsa on my arm, like right at the crease of my elbow. And I went, what the fuck? I wiped it off and thought, that's fucking weird. And kept going. And then there was another one on the wreck one on the other side. And I didn't say anything, but I was like, what is doing here, man? There's salsa on my arms and then on my shirt. And it's on my shirt and I'm wiping it off and I'm freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, is some cunt playing a joke on me here, man? Like, this is 5 minutes walking, going, trying to figure it out. Look down, and here's a big dollop on it on me lanyard. I've leant in, and it's dipped in the salsa and come back up. And, man, it took me 5 minutes of going, am I just fucking losing it here? Yeah. Man, that was weird, just battling it in my own head there before the show, but... Anyway.
I'd definitely rock back up to that any time and listen to that. That was prime.
Mate, that was fucking unreal. Like, just to hear the story, like, he just breaks it down a bit. And you'll hear when we talk about him, when the episode comes out with him, that you think that'd be, like, a relaxing thing for him, right? Like, he does his big shows and thousands of people there and loud and full on and that, but... He's been his most vulnerable at that time where he does these yarns and yodels and he's working on this craft that he's not used to and that. And it's just awesome seeing a bloke push himself. Like he's just got comfortable with the big shows and he's putting himself out of his comfort zone straight up.
Yeah.
And you just got to respect the man, eh? Like it's fucking awesome what he's doing. And he's the most humble, down-to-earth bloke that you'll meet.
Yeah.
And that's fucking dead truth, eh? So... Can't respect him enough and his wife and the whole system they got going on there. So make sure you support Coxie with everything he's doing. Mate, the new HQ, like we're talking about biting off more than you can chew. We put the photo up of us in the big new shed and...
Maybe a burnout to come. We haven't decided yet.
Well, it's a very requested thing, bro.
Yes, it is.
You know, for you to do a big double legger up the guts.
Yeah. No, so, it's been... A lengthy process working in the background, but, mate, it's so glad to have that box ticked. Yeah. And now I look forward to fucking building it into, I reckon, one of the best podcast studios you'll ever see.
Well, mate, it's the biggest jump we've taken so far.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the sort of thing when we're talking about having a crack and biting off more than you can chew. Like, this has been going on behind the scenes for months, but it's not like you say anything about it until it happens, right?
No, that's right.
But, like, that big shed you saw, like, obviously we've got the merch and stuff. You got to have room for growth, things that you buy, potentially doing events and that. But it's got a building on the front of it as well that we'll be having all of our new podcast studio in that. Like, we've made do with what we got here and it's done us well. But I'm super excited to go into a space that I'm super fucking proud of and we've worked really hard to build.
Yeah, and a few less sirens.
Yeah, that's right, unfortunately, guys. If you
You know, have you been missing
well,
signs?
Well, might have to put a feature on the Roadcaster.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, to play a siren for you, keep you on your toes. But no, super exciting, yeah, to move into that. So we're not going to be moving into it straight away. We'll be here for a bit while we do all the renos and the updates and that, but I think we're going to film that whole process for you guys to bring you on with the journey. Like, that's what it's all about, this vlog thing and what Quino's been working super hard with and the Patreon stuff. Like, it's to keep you guys in the loop and just show you what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Full build series. What would you call it? Renovations of the HQ or something.
Yeah, renovation station. But it's that the studio is going to be epic.
Aircon's work. I found that out Friday.
Fuck. That's what a heap of comments must have thought. It was just the shed.
Yeah.
And they're like, fucking big aircon there, bud.
I was a bit nervous there for fucking all the remotes. I've never seen batteries melt into a fucking controller before. It's been a few years since they've been changed out.
But, you know, it's just cool because we've had that idea for ages, right? Like, at the moment, we rent a space for our studio. We rent a space for our warehouse.
Yep.
Taking that big jump to combine it all into one makes sense. Obviously, it takes some fucking nuts to do it, but we're there. And now you just got to back yourself. And that's the whole storyline of what we do.
Yep.
And make it happen.
Make it happen.
So, fucking oath, there's a little update for you guys on that. Do you know what I'm keen for, boys? And it's just around the corner. I fucking woke up the other morning, walked out in my footy pants, and I went, ooh, it's a bit chilly.
Yeah. Fuck
it's
yeah.
It's a bit chilly. And looked out to where my fire pit is, and I went, oh, yeah. Not yeah. long, baby. And I will be out there in my element on a Friday night with no anything I have to do, with the fire just crackling, footy on in the background, cracking a tin. Happy days, brother.
And I'm keen to build our Alpha Blokes fire pits that we got given to rip in for winter.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot his name.
That's all right. When we build them, we'll have to give him a shout out. Yeah. But
last fires winter, and red wine, winter, I can't wait.
Yeah, it is my, like, you're a pretty big summer guy, eh? Like, we're getting on the water and getting out and that sort of thing. I'm slowly changing. I'm a winter person.
Yeah.
Like, I just enjoy rugging up the fight. Something about a fire, like, nothing else needs to be going on for me. Yep. And I can have a fire pit and just sit around it and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's a simple thing, burning wood. You know, it's fucking...
It's good.
It's pretty simple.
Nature's TV.
And, like, remember even the way the Trendsetters groups, that thread of everyone just posting...
Oh, yeah, for, like, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, and we had to start turning
Nature's
it into... We had to start turning it into a thread because there were so many posts of a cunt's fire pit, just a picture of it.
Yeah.
But...
And fucking oath, up it.
But everyone can relate to it. You know what I mean? Everyone knows you're not by yourself. Everyone else is doing the same thing, you know? You got the fire crackling going away there. So, yeah, rugged up, fire crackling. I'm very excited. What I'm not excited about, though, boys, is my twins have decided they are fucking mountain climbers.
True.
I've got, bud, they climb everything.
Really?
Yeah. And Beck sort of sits back and lets it, like, I'm pretty stressed out sort of character. So, like, they'll climb up on the side of this thing and there'll be tiles there and I'll go over and grab Harper. I'll be like, get off or whatever. But Beck will sort of sit back and sort of let them, oh, yeah, they'll be right. And I'm going, fuck me. Like, two of them at the same time as well, just scaling shit.
You'd probably be a little less stressed if you're like, oh, well, if they hurt themselves and we got to go to hospital, I haven't really got time to fucking be doing that.
No, that's right. And I'm not saying she's irresponsible, best mother ever, but
yeah,
I think I take it a bit over the top.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm the same too.
Oh, the stress, I go, oh, what if they fall over and bounce off that and crack their teeth on the tiles?
Oh, Mia went outside the other day. And where's Mia? And she went out the back with the dog, like it's all like fenced, but... I'm just got to have a lot of plans in place with this big dam and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. When she
but I'm like that
around.
The other day. That was my stress out mode going, oh, I'm going to have to pull my shit together and come up with a plan because
not what is the plan, you reckon, with the dam? It's a fucking heart. That's a big fence, Bush. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe just fence the front part there.
Around the house.
Around the house. So, but then there's 4 or 5 different doors. Ah.
Yeah, she's.
I think it's just really trying to keep the communication going. But, you know, like sometimes eventually they have a friend over or something like that and then they both go exploring or I don't know.
Yeah.
Just parenting, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's just a roller coaster, isn't it, bro?
Yeah.
Fucking oath. Da-da-da-da-da, we're cooking.
cooking with a D-A-D-D-Y.
Mate, cooking. Have you got a chance to fucking cook anything?
We've had a hectic week, but I actually did a fucking pizza on the Traeger.
Oh, run us through that, bud.
And it was like those Roman bases. I don't know if we looked them up, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Like the Roman square ones. Mate, dead set. I reckon hands down the best homemade pizza I've made, eh?
Yeah.
Not just the stuff on it. I reckon it just tasted awesome.
Yeah.
So I slow smoked it for a little bit just to sort of like break down room temp and that, and then cranked it up to 160 and whacked it back in, and it was just unreal. I really want to get one of those Gosneys that you've just looked up.
The Gosney. Oh, is that a pizza oven?
Pizza oven, yeah. We've talked about it before. Is that how you say it?
No, Johnny Austin's been pumping, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
There's the little ones, and then there's that yeah, but the Roman style, yeah, that square sort of one.
Yeah.
What was your toppings, mate? What did you have on it?
I smoked some sausages beforehand.
Yeah.
Like chorizo and cabana and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then I had some leftover smoked lamb as well, so.
Beautiful. That's a go. And what sort of temp did you run it on your...
Yeah, well, I did at as high as I could go.
Yeah, and just pumped it. Yeah, so. Yeah. That's a go. Do you reckon the smoke added anything?
Just sort of taste, nah, not really. Well, that I only did that slow thing as it was just warming up to 160, I should say. But nah, because it turns really into a grill.
Yeah.
Once you get
around that temp. You can still use it as that, no dramas.
That's right. Yeah.
It I still haven't had a chance yet
to connect.
But I think I've figured out what's going on. That lad reached out and said there's something to do with the internet and how you have to set it up to connect with it. So when I get a chance, I'll have a look at that. But I'm excited to start using mine.
They're
as
worth
well.
A bit.
What are they? Yeah.
I think we've looked at this before.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What, a few grand, eh?
Reach out, Gosney.
But in saying that too, you'd use it a fair bit. If you bought one of those, who gets sick of fucking homemade pizzas?
You can do more in it. You can do your ribeyes in it, in like a cast iron pan.
Skillet. Because it cooks it super quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like pizza's super quick.
Yep.
You wonder why, like, pizza joints, you know how they have that big run-through, how it steams through that conveyor thing? I wonder why they haven't gone to sort of this style that takes fucking
well,
a minute.
Yeah.
I think, like, it depends on the type of pizza place.
You know those wood-fired pizzas.
Yeah, because there's still heaps of joints. Yeah, wood-fired pizza joints.
Yeah. Mm. No, sweet. My only thing, and it's not cooking, but it's just shout out to Crunchy Grapes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, baby. Shout out to Crunchy Grapes. I fucking, when they come home, does a shop, and I'll always do a test and be like, nah, shit. Or fucking, now I'm such a fussy grape guy. But when you get that crunchy, green, big, juicy fucking grape and it's cold, it's good stuff.
It is great. Love grapes.
Yeah.
Turn them into wine.
Yeah. That's right. They're different, though. Like, I don't think they're the same to eat.
Yeah.
The vineyard grapes with the wine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But,
I haven't dove into the big grape world.
Mm. Yeah, those Lorelli's that I got down the Barossa, man.
Yeah, if we ever get a chance to go down,
like I've asked them to run us through the whole process and everything, and Uncle Michael showed us like all the things on his phone are the steps to do it, and I'm interested as fuck.
That's still my retirement plan.
Mm.
Buy a fucking wine.
Mate, you'd just be walking around with a cup.
Oh, mate, we're going to have to go try some more wine.
Just getting into your work. Fucking oath. Righto, bit of news and sport, guys. I think the biggest thing we got to fucking have a bit of a yarn about, which is insane, is this fucking unit who went on the stabbing spree.
Yes. I'm so glad he's removed from this earth.
Oh, mate, that's crazy, eh? It's something that you often see in America, right? The mass murders and stuff like that. But it's pretty crazy to know that it's
on our own
turf. If
something like this happens here, it's very shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the late? Is there any of the latest things
I'm
that come
so
up?
I'm so sad that that mum died. And the baby. I don't know, I think the baby's still in critical condition.
Yeah. The last I heard on an episode last night, there's
Yeah, that 9 month old's been upgraded to serious condition. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just that's good from critical. So critical to serious.
Improves to serious.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, that's good. Yes.
Yeah. Because there was a thing last night. There was a couple of blokes and said. So for anyone who doesn't know, you would, but. There's a crazy dude.
Is that him there?
That's him there, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a crazy dude that went flying through the mall with a knife and stabbed a heap of people, one of them being a nine-month-old baby, man, and this makes me crook in the guts.
Oh, yeah.
Nine-month-old baby and the mother, and these two blokes reckon the mother, like, pretty much, do you know the
Save
fucking scene off Ice Age?
Yeah,
where that lady's in the water, like I'm not, like pretty much giving the baby over, dying, mother dies, the baby survived luckily, but just what the fuck? How sick do you have to be in the head to fucking stab a baby, mate?
Yeah, and don't even blame mental health or fucking anything. Surely you're not that schizophrenic. I don't know. What? Oh, how do you explain it?
I don't know. I don't know. The only reason that you'd half want to, like I'm. The only thing I wish is that it was more painful for him.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting shot to death.
Yeah.
But
you got away with it lightly.
I almost want to, you almost want to hear his fucking motives.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I can't fathom it. I honestly can't think of how you, and that, like I was talking to Carl yesterday about it. He was saying like, you know, a gun, you can stand at a distance and pull the trigger sort of thing. Getting up close and personal to people and stabbing them, that's fucking insane, isn't it?
What are they trying to say on that last one there about the mental health system?
Mental health system will be part of an inquiry. Prime Minister Albanese said the government was open to doing more to address mental health issues in the country.
Well, I think you start seeing security with guns soon.
Oh, well, like, there might be a backlash from it where, like, there'll have to be, like, maybe a police officer that's armed at anything, any big mall or anything.
Yeah.
I thought it was legal, you know, the police beat or whatever you have. We have here in the mall. Well, there's actually cops at a big shopping center.
Yeah, I don't know. And this is the thing, like, I don't want to talk out of school here. No. Like, obviously, this is a massive thing. And it's just more, I just wanted to cover it to say how fucking shocking it is and how. It's terrible to know that, like, and the problem with it is like, you can put someone there, security, but you don't know where they're going to go. And the problem is you can't ban knives.
Mate, did you hear that the security guard is his first day on the job and died?
Really?
Yep. He'd moved over from Pakistan or something like that, and it was his first job, first day on the job as security, and then he passed away.
Starting a new life.
Moved out to have a probably... Gone from a negative place and and that's gone and happened to it.
Yeah, going to this eventually, country that this is
like, meant to be a safe, free
this
country.
Never happens.
Yeah. And
didn't Coxie say this morning we went to Brekkie, there was another person that got murdered or something on the same day. Obviously just drowned it out.
Yeah.
But oh man, it's just so six dead.
Yes. Six dead.
Yeah. So I think that mum of the daughter, he was a millionaire businessman. And his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Mr.
Hold on, here we go. I'll go back to what Cam was saying.
Millionaire businessman, John Singleton's daughter.
Yeah, a security guard, the daughter of a businessman, a new mum and a mother of two among the visitants.
And another poor girl was meant to get married in May or something.
Oh, mate, anyone who died, regardless if they were a...
Oh, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like,
shouldn't happen.
The baby one... I just had to bring up the baby thing because for me, I'm looking at my twins crawling around innocent as anything, a bit over a year old.
Got a whole life in
just,
front of them.
Mate, it made me just shiver. I'm going, how could you do that to a fucking baby?
So the security guards don't even have a taser on them by the sounds of it.
So of the 17 people who were stabbed, 14 were women. Mm. So that means that 11 are still injured out of, because 6 obviously passed away.
Yeah.
I'm glad that baby's gone from critical to serious. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find.
I read something too, and like I said, I don't want to talk out of school here, but like, our mate was known to police or something. It said.
Yeah, he was to add to the like the sick thing, he was listed on a lot of male escort sites and did like some really crazy shit that couldn't even be released to the news. Like, you know, like as in requests for clients. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Like ask crazy things of escorts to
do. like he put on his bios and shit like, I will do these things.
Yeah, right.
Sick fuck. So yeah. I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Well, he is a sick fuck.
He is a sick fuck.
Yeah, but yeah. That kind of works in conjunction with what we're talking about.
Yeah, what I worry about, right, and this might not be this at all. Police, you can't just grab someone because they're a sick fuck. But what I worry about is the way the world's going. The government and everyone are too worried. They're more worried about offending someone's feelings than keeping the whole majority safe. Mm. That's what I worry about.
Yep.
Now, this dude was a fucking white Aussie. It looks like, from this picture. Yep. So there's no racial fucking thing. There's no religion thing here. This dude was just a fucking sick fuck who deserves to not be on the planet. But I worry about anyone who's suspicious and could cause drama. They're more worried about offending them and their feelings than keeping the people safe. And this might not be for this, but it's just scary, man. Like, knowing that this happens in that happened in Australia.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that security guard, Cammy, sought refuge in Australia just a year ago. Fleeing persecution in his home country of Pakistan. Fuck's sake.
Yeah. No, it's no good, man. And like I said, there's not – what can you even say? It's just one of those things. You had a knife. There's knives in everyone's kitchen.
Yeah.
There was probably a security guard at the mall. What's stopping anyone from grabbing a knife and me going into the drawer right now, coming out here, stabbing everyone in here and the girls and fucking leaving? Right.
I think security need to be armed or at least have something to stop people at a shopping mall.
And that's the other thing. I wonder, like, that female copper, and good on her for coming in and doing what she did.
Yeah.
And the people, like, helping her, running with her. You see that bloke standing at the top of the thing with that object trying to stop him. All those people, mate.
Saving lives.
Yeah, but you just wonder, like, she may have been close. You just don't know. Like, some of those malls are that big as well.
That's right.
Like, we don't know the details, but it's just fucking crazy. You just don't expect to hear that here, do you?
No.
But anyway, I just want to say, for all the families going through grief, condolences, and I hope that cunt rots in fucking hell.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a fucking very, wild one. UFC 300, boys. Fucking, it was a hard one because it started at 8 o'clock, Cambo. And normally with all the main cards, you know, we sort of forgot that the early prelims are on that UFC Fight Pass, so we didn't have that. Couldn't really watch the early fights with some entertaining ones. Even a lot of the early prelims, I think we rocked up when Aljamain Sterling was fighting.
Yeah.
But even chuck it up, Quino, the card, and we'll just go through a couple of the results. Yep. Obviously, there's a couple of main talking points.
Almost got me seven-leg multi.
Yeah. Holloway. Gaethje let you down, didn't he? So go early prelims. So Figueiredo got the submission over Garbrandt. I really want to watch the Bobby Green and Jim Miller replay. Apparently that was a bit of a war.
Yeah, that looked fucking
pretty cool. Andrade got the win. I'm keen to see that Moicano get the win over Jalen Turner because I thought Jalen Turner was going to win that personally. Yep. That'll be pretty cool. Diego Lopez is an up-and-coming star. We just missed him. He got the knockout. I think it was just this filthy uppercut he landed.
Kayla got it done.
Yeah, Kayla got it done. A bit of hype around that. Did you see that Nunes put a little story up watching? I wonder if that's a little comeback.
Yeah, I hate when they retire and come back. But
that's where you got to give it to Khabib, eh?
Yeah.
At least he just went on retired. And people say calling him out, and he's just been solid with saying no.
No.
I'm fucking
as soon as his dad's deaf, he's pretty much gone, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah. First fight we got to watch, though, Aljamain Sterling just backpacked him pretty much, didn't he?
Mate, he looked strong, fit, relaxed.
Like, not an exciting fighter to watch, but, I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah.
And he wins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fucking good on him. He looks pretty good in that weight class. This next fight, man, this was awesome. That Jiří Prochazka versus Alexander Rakic. Is that Rakic?
Don't ask me.
Fuck. I'm struggling enough.
Remember, this bloke was in Sydney, eh? I'm pretty sure he was.
Nah.
Maybe?
Nah. We haven't watched Jiří fight.
No.
Nah.
That was a bloke that had the same haircut.
Yeah, right?
I might be getting that mixed up then.
But this was unreal. Like, Jerry was getting belted. Like, getting fed the whole time. But
it was
a
proper scrap.
Kept marching forward, man, and ended up just over, just, yeah, outworking him, eh, and landing some big shots and just shows you he just had no quitting him. He's like, I'm either getting knocked out or I'm going to finish this cunt. Yeah. And it just makes you sit there and go, wow, man, that is a crazy mentality.
Yeah, fuck, it was like, a good fight.
Just to have that. You know, that was a fucking sick fight.
Bo Nickel, we knew that was going to happen, submission.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, man. I'm keen. Surely he's ready now to be put up against, like, a proper name in the middleweight division. Have a look, Quino. Can you have a look? UFC middleweight contenders. I just want to see what blokes he could potentially sort of go up against.
It is, like, the most exciting division right now.
Yeah, there's a fair bit going on. I just think he's ready to fucking fight, like, No one wants to see him at $1.06 favorite and just come out and resell someone.
I'm about to piss myself.
No, you're right, mate. Go over this fucking slash. We'll go through a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Dricus at the top. Strickland actually just got him and Costa. I've got a fight coming up.
Yes, yep.
Dana did that. So, yeah, so she's Strickland, Duplessis, Adesanya, Whitaker, Jared Cannonier, Khamzat. Fuck, who would you put him up against? Because where is he even in the top? He's not really rated there, ranked yet, is he?
Nah. Who are we looking for? Bo Nickel.
Joe Pfeiffer. Yeah. Oh, there he is, 27. I'd say he'll come up a bit there, but
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's that fucking pirate bloke from Russia that's in that division.
This one.
Fuck, that's a stacked division.
Magomedev.
Put him up against Joe Pfeiffer.
Joe Pye.
Strike of, yeah, Joe Pye. The big pie.
I don't think this is updated from yesterday, though.
Nah. Wouldn't be. But some fucking, I just reckon give him a top 10, dude, and let him fucking rip in. But in saying that, too, no one in the top 10 would be going, why should I give a bloke that's ranked 27th?
Yeah. But I think he would have gone up from yesterday. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. There you go.
Great division at the moment.
Yeah. Absolutely ripping in there. What else have we got there?
Go back to the card.
Yeah, go back to the card. We got fucking Charles Oliveira. Oh, man, I thought he had that choke locked in.
Oh, from the very start, yeah.
Thought he had him. But just the strength of old fucking old mate. It's a pretty controversial one too. Like, he did that kick, that illegal kick. Yeah. I don't know if that swayed the judges.
That one point,
But I think the right decision was made, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think our mate was more dominant overall.
Yeah.
But it was a good fight. And probably, to be honest, sets up him to a title shot. Like, Poirier just got the title shot against Islam.
Yep.
But I think, obviously, this bloke will be next, old Armin.
It was a friggin' weapon.
Yeah.
See him fighting the crowd before he went as he's walking out.
Yeah. Walking and swinging at the crowd, bud.
Fuck off.
Just fuck off, mate. This next one.
Oh.
Holy fuck. Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje. This was insane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That spinning back kick that broke Gaethje's nose, I think at the end of round one. Round two, Gaethje gets poked in both eyes.
Yeah.
Like, proper poke too. And there was not one bit of him that was trying to stop it. There would have been other people that were thinking, I'm getting smoked here, my nose is broken. I'm calling it, and well within their rights to. But he kept going, kicked the fuck out of Holloway's legs. Like, Holloway's legs were massive by the end of it. But Max Holloway was just unreal, wasn't he?
Fuck, like, he looked good in there.
Just the time, and he just looked like he was that size.
Yep.
Like, he looked fucking big.
He did, yeah.
So he's put on the muscle, and, mate, think about this. She's the baddest motherfucker belt, and you go, righto. Sweet, these two are going to throw down. There's 300K bonus on the line, right? They know that was coming. Max is up 5 rounds. It comes to the end of the 5th round. The things clap, puss, puss, puss. Any other bloke could probably dance around a bit, hands in the air, showboating a bit. This fucker points to the middle of the octagon against one of the most dangerous cunts in the fucking UFC and goes, let's fucking throw.
Let's bang. Mm.
And throws.
They did.
Throws and throws and clips him with
overhand,
a second to go and sleeps him. He's asleep on the ground. Meh, fight's over. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking
kidding?
It
was like a movie, eh?
Dude, that is... I'm so pumped that I got to watch that live. Like, the other one I can think of is McGregor's knockout of Jose Aldo.
Yep.
This is up there. Like, obviously, that was for a title, the proper title, and, like, the lead-up, Aldo being a champ for so long. But talking about just moments and highlight moments that'll be replayed forever, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Mm. That is 100% one of them. Standing there, let's go, cunt.
And I remember every, like, iconic where I watched it. Like,
yeah,
I've said before, McGregor, that was Sunshine Coast fucking yep. that yesterday.
That'll be the same, man. Like, that will go down. You cannot tell me if you're like, hey, oh, mate, oh, yeah, I haven't seen much of UFC. I'd be like, oh, watch this, bro.
Yeah.
What? Just check this out quickly. Fucking what? That is just unreal. And I think it sets it up now. I think Ilya and that was sort of talking. I don't know where Volk comes into the situation.
Yeah. But anyway. That rematch, but yeah.
Anyway, that was, like, for me, that is just a fucking, yeah, just a great moment.
Wei Li and Yan.
Yeah, Yan and Zhang. Fucking, this was pretty wild.
She was out.
She literally was, eh? Like, fucking.
The buzzer went off for people that don't know. And, yeah, she was getting choked out and she was out.
Got let go and just sort of come to. And remember the boys were talking, like, someone give her a little sniff or something?
Yeah. Going,
is that legal? I don't know if that's legal. But she came good. Yeah, it was a pretty good fight. I think, oh, look, to be honest, I was buzzing that much from Gaethje versus Holloway that I didn't even really watch a lot of it, to be honest. I was still going.
I reckon it was a great fight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just going off that.
How do you top that?
Nah, that's right.
How the fuck? Mm. And then the last one, like, so main event, hectic build-up, tension there. Jamahal Hill walks out. Alex Pereira's there. Hill's out of the cage, like calling him in when he's doing the fucking bow and arrow thing.
Breaks the arrow.
Mate, yeah, goes in there. And how about there was like a kick in the nuts. Herb Dean comes in. Alex Pereira's like, get out of the way. Come, I'm about to knock this bloke out. And the first clean punch that he lands just fucking
folds him.
Oh. It was like, I think he was setting up. He was throwing a heap of body jabs, like throwing jabs to the body with the left. And it was almost like that one, like when he started throwing it, he sort of went down, I think, and she was just like a left uppercut and fucking, if he's not the scariest, one of the scariest cunts on the planet, I don't know who is.
Yeah. Fuck.
See, McGregor tweeted Mr. Potato Head. Like, what's wrong with that? Like,
oh, McGregor.
He's got a death wish, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, mate, that was super impressive. Like, just looked like a different level, didn't he?
It was a great card.
Mm. I'm keen to go back and watch some replays, man, because we missed a lot of it. But that, see what he said after too? He's keen to go up to heavyweight. So there's a potential he might even fight Tom Aspinall.
Ooh.
Imagine that. If he got, like, that hasn't happened before. You've had a two division champ. It won't be at the same time. But I mean, imagine saying that you've won a UFC belt in three different divisions.
Ooh.
Oh. How the fuck was he ever a middleweight?
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild. But anyway, that was awesome. Big Steve-O is in the next card from WA, Aussie boy.
Yep.
So see how that goes. Yeah.
With some good fights coming up.
Yeah, so. No, that was awesome, mate. I was fucking pumped. I actually see this picture that I got. It's of Justin Gaethje in a quote. And it says, I don't usually plan on being alive the day after my fights. And you got to give it to that bloke. Like, full credit to Max Holloway. I think he got 600 grand in bonuses from Dana just going, here, bud. That was unreal.
Yeah.
But you got to give it to Gaethje for, like, enduring what he did and not quitting once. And when he pointed to the center, he was there.
Yeah.
Like, as in, that's what you got to give it to him, man. So, yeah. No, it was fucking great stuff. Boys, going off the back of UFC... I've found lately, like, I've stumbled in a couple of new sports, right, that I've never seen before, and it's just like people just aren't good at a sport, so they'll make one up.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Kajitsu?
No.
Can I write in Kajitsu?
Yeah.
So,
as in car, like BB?
Yep, as in C-A-R-Jitsu.
What, do you choke them out with the seatbelt?
Yeah, anything. So there, watch this. So watch it on YouTube. Just go, maybe write in highlights, Quinner. So they're in the front cab of front seat of a car.
Yep.
A sedan or something. They got the seatbelts on, and then a buzzer goes off, and they got to unclip themselves and tap them out in any way possible. So cunts.
Are you kidding me?
So cunts use seatbelts. Like, look, they hold like
using the gi.
Yeah.
Like you'd tap them out.
They use.
That is fucking prime.
So they use anything. So he's got he's following the seat back, bud.
Where did the inspiration
so, of
this
creator of
so these dudes.
That is sick.
Should we listen to what this dude has to say? The creator of Kajitsu.
In a car? Was it something that you saw online? This could be cool if it's competitive. What was the genesis of all of this?
Well, me and my friend Buck Pidicourt were speaking at his shooting range facility where he's training his army and police guys. And he was genuinely curious how would I apply jiu-jitsu and other martial arts in the inside of the vehicle. And
far up, cunt. Fucking shit chat on him.
Yeah, shit chat. Yeah, I wonder how many windows they break.
Yeah, I don't know. They must break a few. But I stumbled into a video a while ago and I forgot to say anything about it. But a bit of tactics come in because this dude, I saw him, the first thing he did, because they got to sit there and then it goes, meh, and then it's just as soon as you can unclip yourself and get over.
We get some all right views on it.
So he reached over and grabbed old mate's seatbelt so he couldn't unclip it. And then got the jump on him.
Oh,
and this
nice.
Other bloke I saw wrap the seatbelt around his neck and choke him out.
It's just so they tap, is it?
Old mate must have, like, there's been a fair few of these happen before this start, and it's called old school maps and being married.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a look at these blokes.
That is prime.
That's off tap.
So we're watching that on YouTube, for people listening in the car.
Yeah, go check it out when you got a chance. But it's just it makes me laugh because I just go, I can't believe it's actually a thing.
Just stop it.
So this comment, this should be mandatory training for Uber drivers. Yeah, nice.
Hey, look at him, seatbelt. He's got the seatbelt in there. Fucking hell.
Look at that belt.
Imagine dropping your guts in there.
We should give it a crack.
Look at him, got the seatbelt.
We should give it a crack.
That's hectic.
Look up,
bro.
Quino. I just want to have a look off the back of that. Look up new sports. Because, like, I saw one the other day where these dudes had, like, this big fucking racket where they were throwing it. It was like squash, but something else. And I sort of go, what is, like, what's going on?
Hot 4D soccer.
4D soccer.
A version of soccer played on a square pitch with two goals per team.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, actually. Mm. Look at this list, bro.
Holy fuck.
Arm ball, football without
what
kickers.
What the fuck is aqua cricket?
Aqua cricket. Essentially cricket played across a swimming pool.
That's called Christmas, cunt.
Basketball, classic combination of basketball and baseball, made famous in the movie Basketball.
Look at how many there are.
Yeah, we're only in the B's here, trendsetters.
Cans and tyres, a version of bowling in which players to roll a tyre at soda cans. That's called homeless bowling.
360 ball, a racket and ball sport played in a circular field. That shit's kind of cool, but.
Ball bros. Score by getting a ball. Oh, where's that gone?
Go back up to that American rugby. That sounds good. If it's like gridiron, rugby. But it's
a
like
a hybrid NRL. Of American football and rugby.
Mm. Would that be like, so you That'd can just like, tackle all the other people?
But I wonder who decides to play this stuff. Like, do you go, this is what I was getting at. Like, do you go, oh, I don't like, I'm shit at that part of it. You find this. Or floor pong.
Extreme t-ball. Try to knock tennis balls of tees placed on each side of the field by throwing a ball at them.
Mm.
Floor pong is similar to table tennis but played on the floor. Gay.
Flog pong.
Sure, there's got to be some wild ones here, though. Like we've seen some fucking normal ones, but what else? Is there any
fort ball combines fort building with dodgeball.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
It's like paintball with dodgeball.
Fuck yeah.
I still reckon dodgeball on rollerblades would be unreal.
What is it? Dodgeball?
Like, I reckon that'd be a good sport. Like, dodgeball when you're all on rollerblades or ice skates or something.
Yeah. What else have we got?
Wow.
Fucking hell. Middle ball. Naked tennis. Oh, tennis without a net. Okay. I thought it was like everyone was naked.
Yeah. That's what I thought when you first said it.
Thought I found
there
something.
There are so many here. But they're just like variations of sport with one rule change.
So does it mean that we can just make a sport?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we can just make a sport.
Alpha Olympics.
Yeah.
Punchy ball, hit a punchy ball, whatever that is, over a net.
Yeah, right. So there's just heaps of shit. But anyway, I just thought Kajitsu was
that's
just
great.
Fucking, that it was just pretty funny.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's like the slap thing, isn't it? Like what Dana White's
slap,
done.
Yep.
Power slap, that's a fucking new one. That's still just, I can't get around it.
Nah.
Can you? Like, seriously, Oi, and I'm not being negative as in like, I'm not questioning that it's going well, it's got good ratings, like it's a smart business model. I just personally can't, like there's nothing in it for me that goes, it's just whoever wins the first slap pretty much and drills all mate.
It's probably like in years to come, it might be even bigger, you know what I mean? Like we're all, because it's a new thing, we haven't got around it yet, like probably like UFC at the very start.
Yeah, but what? How can it modify? You stand there and slap the cunt and whoever gets knocked out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here I am. I might be fucking saying, I said I'd never do a shoey at the start of this show and I was filmed doing one. So I might be a power slap man one day, but I just can't see it.
Maybe if there's someone you follow that you get around and then, yeah, I don't know.
Or they get in there and have a crack.
Yeah. Or yeah. like a Mike Tyson or John Jones of power slap.
But like I said, if people like it, fucking go for it. Good on you. But I just say,
I don't think it's the smartest thing. You're guaranteed to get concussed.
Yeah, that's you're the standing only part, there waiting.
Yeah, that's the only part I don't really like.
Mm. But anyway, there's new sports.
It doesn't seem like much skill.
Nah. No, not at all.
Nah, how much can you train for that?
Yeah.
Nah, anyway, little clip going off the back of the Holloway thing that I wanted to share. So, like, a lot of these people pretty much, you know, you look up to him, and for what he did, he's like a warrior, right? Standing in the middle, pointing like that, you look up to him, you think, this dude is the shit, and then I just want to play this clip. I think it's pretty cool.
How's Max the Man doing right now?
I'm doing good, man. I got the best woman in the world. I got a little boy that's about to be 7th grade that I need to enjoy time with. I'm just blessed, man. I'm blessed. I got no excuses, like you said. Thanks for asking that, because a lot of guys, a lot of fighters, brother, don't be scared to come on and talk about your pain, talk how you feel. I know we look like superheroes to certain people, but we're not, guys. We need help. Ask for help if you guys got some mental stuff going on. And, you know, thank you for the question.
Yeah, like, how's Max the Man doing right now? Like, you wouldn't think you'd have to ask that, but I think it just shows you that sometimes that may be all it takes to ask a bloke or,
yeah,
you know, how are you going, bud? What's going on? You know, just simple as that question. You don't need to make it weird or awkward. And like you said, thanks for asking that, because not many people fucking would ask someone who's just done that. Like, why would he have anything to worry about? But you just don't know.
No, that's right.
So, well, yeah, I think it's pretty fucking cool. Off the Trendsetters group, I don't have much out of it this time, but the Silent Disco, man, there was a legend in there that gets stuck into a work that put a story up of the Silent Disco. Do you know where they have all those fucking things? Look that up, Quino, Silent Discos on YouTube. I want to have a bit of a fucking...
They used to do it a big day out, didn't they?
I think so. They have like a tent and there's like a red and blue light.
Yeah.
So you know who's listening to the same song that you are.
That's kind of smart.
But talk about people watching. That'd be primo. Imagine just going to watch that. You wouldn't hear anything and you just see a bunch of people just getting into their work on the flats, mate. Look at them. Have you been to one?
Nah. Sorry. I think... Oh, hello, weren't that club? They might have done something, or the club next door near the family. I don't know, yeah,
It'd be a smart one to do if you had, like, noise restrictions.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Because you could still... I wonder if that's how it was invented. Someone was like, how can we still have a party?
It would have started in Europe, you'd think.
Surely it had something to do with throwing a party but not having huge subwoofer and boof, boof.
Correct. Well, there you go.
Very correct. So, silent discos were initially created as a solution to noise restrictions at outdoor events, but they have since evolved into a versatile and enjoyable experience for all types of occasions.
See, there's always a fucking way in there.
When there's like, a will.
See, some smart cunt one day went, well, that's fucked. We've just been shut down. What can we do?
That is pretty
smart. That's good for outdoor events, eh?
Well, if you're in, like, if you've got a smick venue, but you've got some fucking turd down the road that's dobbing you in all the time where you can't. And but in saying that too, if you're in a position where you don't want to be a cunt and disrupt everyone all the time,
I reckon it'd be the most annoying place to be a bartender.
Oh, you can't even get into your work.
Yeah, everyone's just like.
Well, you can just have your own tunes on the Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but there you go. No, I just thought I'd have a bit of a fucking, had a bit of a laugh about that, but yeah. What updates we got, team? Fucking the lures. Make sure you get around the hookup, guys. Like we said, it's the weekend after, so not next weekend, the one after the fight night.
Yep.
We've got the new colours who are going to get a run there. So we got the lime green, we got the fucking chameleon colour, we got a couple of other things going on. We'll have the thing set up there for you to come say g'day. Get some merch if you want some merch. Buy some Alpha Lures hats. Fucking Cam will be doing some cooking, won't you, mate?
Yep, I'll be down there doing a bit of cooking. Coming up with a few recipes. I need to give it another crack because I wasn't happy with the result. But we'll keep learning and fucking earn it.
That's right. So make sure you come down and say g'day. Get your tickets. There's heaps of fucking awesome prizes to be won. And I'm keen to see people starting to catch some fish on these new lures. So, and if you haven't fucking grabbed any yet, make sure you head to alphalures.com.au yep. and get some. We got the albino and the original there ready to go as it is. And, yeah, these new colours will be getting launched at the hookup. So super excited about that.
I want to give you a bit of homework this week, guys. I need a buggy. So, well, I was for Alpha Lures, do a bit of fishing content, want it for the farm. I was looking at those CF ones, I was looking at Polaris, I was looking at Can-Ams. But, yeah, if you know anyone that does some good deals or want to help us out.
Yeah, yeah, the buggy game.
Let us know. Could even be a second-hand one.
Yeah, that's right. Even look it up, Quino. Go 4x4 utilities, or would it be buggies?
UT.
Top-rated or something. Polaris, like, man, when that Polaris that I had, I couldn't fault that thing for what I used it for. But in saying that, I think a lot of them would be pretty fucking good now, wouldn't they?
Like, yeah,
it just depends
I think
on what
so.
Deal you can get from a certain place and what you're using it for, too. So I think mine was only a 500, man, EFI. It was a petrol.
Yep.
But it just fucking, it was good enough. But that it was a pretty old one, too, like 2011 or something. So you can imagine how much better and how much more technology's gone into them now.
Oh, yeah.
Although I think that's what I liked about
mine. Yeah, reliable
that it was
as
simple
fuck.
As fuck. And remember, it shit itself once out hunting and all I needed was a screwdriver to start it because the starter solenoid was busted. It was very simple.
Yep.
It was like not that many things could go wrong.
Yeah.
But now it's getting to the point where you can't fix shit yourself.
That's dead right.
But anyway, yeah, reach out if you've got any fucking.
I thought I had some more homework for you. It might have been something to do with the warehouse, but we'll let you legends know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, make sure you tune into
Daddy's homework. We'll start calling it
Daddy's homework
for the trendsetters.
There you go. I don't have any Tommy's head noise for you. It's just everything. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, too easy. Stay out of each other.
Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, have a good week. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.